It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview to promote his new revenge thriller, Cold Pursuit, Liam Neeson told a story he'd never shared before about a time he learned that a loved one had allegedly been raped.
I'm not going to use any names, but she told me she had been raped. I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a cosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
This is so shocking to me. Like, I heard this and I was just like, holy smokes. Where in the world in his mind did he think, number one, this was okay, but two, that he should ever say this out loud?
Yeah, I'm surprised he said it out loud.
Dumb.
I don't know Liam Neeson. Like, I don't know if he's racist or not. I don't think it would be as a shock. He's like, I'm going to kill some white, you know, whatever the word was, but it just sounded so bad. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I'm like, well, what would he be thinking? Like, obviously, if that's what the description was, he wanted to, like, kill that person, but still, like, that, it sounds terrible. I don't know what he has in his heart, if he has, like, hate like that, but it sounds terrible.
So he admitted it was a horrible time, and he's learned a valuable lesson from his awful reaction. People took to Twitter to call him a racist and said that he should not be invited to host the Oscars. CeeLo Green has apologized to the NFL boycotters after a tweet supporting his friend Big Boy's choice to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. So CeeLo's tweet said, Big Boy, yo, we riding with you, fam. F these so-called protesters. You just got $100 million worth of press. CeeLo says he meant no harm and was not taking a shot at Colin Kaepernick's supporters.
It was not meant to be a political statement, but a personal statement. You know, people have to realize that me and Big Boy have been friends and extended family for the last 25 years, and we talk on a personal level, and I knew a lot of what the tension and apprehension was, and I wanted to show some solidarity for him. Yeah, that's really all it was.
Christoph St. John, who played Neil Winters on The Young and the Restless since 1991, died Sunday at age 52. Police were called to St. John's home in California after one of his friends found the actor's body. There's no word on how he died. Sources say alcohol may have played a role. I guess him and his ex-wife, who's a boxer, Mia St. John, lost their 24-year-old son Julian to suicide only a couple years ago. Julian was being treated at a mental health facility at the time, which his parents sued for negligence after his death. That suit was settled, and Christoph himself had threatened suicide in 2017 and was placed under a 72-hour psychiatric hold. The actor was nominated for 9 Daytime Emmy Awards and won 10 NAACP Image Awards over the course of his career. He leaves behind 2 daughters.
So sad.
John Travolta said that his family talked him into shaving his head on New Year's Eve, and this is why.
The family talked me into it New Year's Eve. They said, shave it off, just be comfortable. So I did, and then I posted a picture of my daughter, you know, the two of us, and it went viral, but it went more than that, it went headlines, and I was pleasantly thrilled because it's so much easier. Hell to the yeah.
He looks so much better with without having that fake hair all on him.
You think so?
I think so. It's going to take a while to get used to.
A lot of people hate his shaved head, so
but
I guess that's
so
why
bad.
He's asked about
it.
It
looks so bad he had none.
That is the garbage.